This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, John Bound is always knocking them out of the park, just like our great Greg Reese and all our other contributors, but he's in three reports the last day. They're in the John Bound section of Bandai Video. Here's one of them. Media celebrates World War IV. Here it is.
Vaccine mandates have been what we as Americans have done for the past 50, 60 years to eradicate smallpox, to try to get rid of polio, rubella. It's just not new. And you're acting so shocked. And some of you send me emails going, my liberties are being taken. No, they're not. No, no more than your liberties were being taken away when your parents were told that you couldn't get a public education if you didn't have six vaccine passports. But these conspiracy theories are not only making people stupid, they're making them sick, and they're causing them to die, and they're acting like this is something new, and that's the most maddening thing.
Oh, you said COVID wasn't real. Oh, no, it was a real virus they made in the lab where the vaccine response then causes massive mutations and all these new variants, which I predicted with top scientists on my show.
Now, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. But Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite. Millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in. This is going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all.
We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo.
Very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination. Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people.
My name is Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs ever under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it. And he says, don't ever do it. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years for three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35 now. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs.
Perfect plan to create an injection that supposedly counters the virus that then makes your body produce new variants of it in mass. And by this winter, there's just going to be millions of dead, probably.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I don't mind
coming. And we are now into hour number two on this August 24th Tuesday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm very, very blessed and honored to be here with you. Okay, let's tell you what's coming up this hour. We've got a lot of economic news, a lot of military news, a lot of medical news, a lot of police state news on the whole Homeland Security move to declare conservatives and Christians as the main terror threat. But I want to talk about the big lie of the vaccine mandates and that these are supposedly vaccines and where all this is going if we don't stop it. And if we don't turn this around, because we're now sure we're not just reading globalist documents like Lockstep and Crimson Contagion and SPARS and Event 201 and then saying, oh, they're saying they're going to do this and then coming with hypotheses of how it would roll out, which have been dead on. We're now almost 2 years into the takeover and it's going exactly as our worst analysis said it would. And so that means that you better brace yourself and get ready for what is about to be unfolding and happening. And the big question is, how is the system going to spin the massive numbers of people dying of blood clots and autoimmune disorders and organ failure? How are they going to spin that? And it's quite easy. They're going to say that new variants of COVID-19 have done it. And so they've been planning this for a very long time. And they can say, oh, we've always had vaccine mandates. Yes, they've always, since the 30s, with eugenics mandates, injected poor people with all sorts of experimental shots that created huge scandals all over the world, killing them. And Pfizer is the number one company in the world that's paid the most fines and the most criminal charges for injecting people with experimental drugs and other things around the world and killing them. And that's in John Bound's excellent report that he just put out today dealing with the huge global awakening that's happening. He's got a bunch of clips of crimes that Pfizer's committed. And did you know the lady they put at the head of the FDA to get all this emergency approval and now official approval? You know that she's the lady that was in the agency before who approved OxyContin, which they proved was a plan to get millions addicted and kill millions. That was even in the plan of the drug company to addict people. Now that's all on record. What could be worse than purposely authorizing, because she was given campaign money and the political parties she was involved in were, Democrats mainly, but Republicans were involved as well. Frank Luntz was the lobbyist. What could be worse? Could she, the woman that at the FDA who just approved all this, to go after our children, all of it, could she do something worse? The answer is yes, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all in John Bound's report. She did something even worse. Ladies and gentlemen, 20-some years ago, MIT developed a drug 50 to 100 times, depending on the design of it, depending on the type, stronger than heroin. Oxycontin is as strong as heroin. The woman that headed up the program at the FDA to authorize these Frankenshots, and now this authorization, is the one that legalized the production of fentanyl. Fentanyl. You think about that. So are these some killers? You talking about some murderers here? Oh yeah, are they coming for us? You better bet they are. Oxycontin. Fentanyl. Gene therapy injections that change your cells. Look, this remdesivir that we've been seeing getting pushed by Fauci and people has less than 8% efficacy, and it costs a bunch of money. They made money off that. It didn't help people. But notice what they're not been promoting, Regeneron. Regeneron creates a bunch of clone white blood cells for mice, trains them to only kill COVID, puts them in you. They're all screened, so it's not like from prisoners or something, their blood. And it goes in with basically no side effects, cleans everything out. Now, there might be stuff we don't know about long term. No short term stuff, really. Because it doesn't change your body. It sends something in that goes through and cleans it out, and then you urinate it and defecate it out. You pass it through your body, through your gallbladder. But that company has liability. They've been around since the 80s. They've got a bunch of stuff that's been proven to work. They have patented antibodies that are 100% cure one form of skin cancer. And I wish them all the luck. I'm Mr. Buck Rogers. I'm Mr. George Jetson, baby. I love technology. If it's vetted, if it doesn't have liability protection, and if it's transparent. And I'm glad that the governor of Texas has authorized, for people that need it, free Regeneron. And the company's passed it on for no profit and is doing that. So see, I'm all about real stuff. And are you rolling the dice when you take Regeneron? You might be. But does it go in and change your cells? Nope. Doesn't do anything to your cells. Doesn't tell your cells what to do. Doesn't take control of your cells. It sends cloned mice, white blood cells, who've been brought up in vats with COVID-19. And they know how to eat it. That's all they eat. They kill one thing. And I know now four people that have taken it in Austin who couldn't breathe or about to die. And it was just within 4 or 5 hours, they were just completely fine. Just like Trump said. It was like they took it. It was like within 4 or 5 hours. A couple of them got a really bad headache, but that was it. And then it's gone like in a day. And I would imagine having a bunch of white blood cells crawling through your brain probably that aren't yours probably doesn't feel too good. But we are at the Buck Rogers moment. And see, the globalists don't want us to have all the clean or cleaner, transparent technology. They want, out of Big Pharma and out of DARPA that set up Moderna and all this, no liability, total secrecy, no animal testing, no human testing, because they already secretly did it, to roll out something that isn't designed to help you like Regeneron. It's designed to hurt you, and that's what all the scientists who looked at it, they said, this will protect you. This will lower your immune system. This will create mutant viruses. And then it all comes out that the new Delta strain, all this, is from the vaccinated, and they had headlines all over the country, and MSNBC and CNN and everything else going, look at what a dumbass Alex Jones is. Why, he says the vaccine makes you become a mutant. He also said the frogs are gay from atrazine. No, I didn't say you become a mutant, though technically you do. Just not in the science fiction version where you have like three heads or whatever. That'll just be your children. Literally in the studies, in rats, massive deformities in their offspring, if they're even able to have them. No, it's mutants in the cells. Mutants in the sloughing, the shedding. This is the reality. So we put together a little compilation we'll cover when we come back with the Surgeon General saying natural immunity is no good. It's like saying, again, mother's milk's no good. Cyanide's good for babies. But then he, in the next cut, oh, the vaccines don't work anymore. This is day to day. Oh, it's the best thing ever. Gold standard. You'll never need anything, but it doesn't work. You need more shots. And then Fauci saying the same thing. I mean, they act like we're morons. And here's the deal. The average person's not really a moron. They're experts on their favorite TV show, their favorite video game, or how to go to work, get their job done, and go home and sit in front of the TV. And I used to be like that for a little while, I guess, in high school, a little bit in college, not much. I mean, it's just, it's a dead feeling, but people do it. And as soon as you get into the real world, and as soon as you figure out how stuff works, it's not work to read documents. It's not work to research stuff. Man, the more you learn, the more you want to know. And it just becomes totally addicting. And then you're 10 steps ahead of the globalist. I mean, if I wanted to, if people like me that were awake wanted to take over, we could. My job is not to take over. The globalists always say, if you're resisting tyranny, you just want to be the elite. No. I don't want to replace the elite. I want to get rid of them and change the world for the better. I want a revolution of human empowerment. And I'm here to do it with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the vaunted, the hated, the battle-hardened InfoWars. Live flagship transmission, The Alex Jones Show. And I am just so thankful to this crew. I love this crew. And I'm so thankful to all of you out there. I love you. And we are all in this together. Okay, next segment I'm going to get into the globalist big plan and where they will be taking us if we don't resist and fight back, but the examples of fighting back all over the world that are turning the tide right now. So this is just an amazing time to be alive. This is the main enemy attack. It's their main movement. It's a good thing it's now out in the open. So we know what happens to tyrants every time they try this. It may take 10 years. It may take 50 years. It may take 6 months, but we're going to beat them and wake up and have a new renaissance. Okay, so let's talk about criminal fraud. Let's talk about lies. The PCR test that was the basis of all the false positives, 94% at least, was consciously set up by these people. They had a Theranos whistleblower that exposed their similar system as a fraud. They got smart when the inventor of PCR said they were using it fraudulently. They killed him right before they released the bioweapon in late 2019. And they lied about the Wuhan lab. They lied about treatments. They blocked treatments. They sent sick people to nursing homes because the virus wasn't spreading very good. It was a deadly virus if you were actually able to get it and didn't have enough vitamins or minerals. So now I believe they actually separately released some other spike protein stuff. I agree with Mike Adams, but we also have the studies and real scientists looking at it that after the inoculations begin in England first, you suddenly see giant variants popping up. And the same thing here. Where, and that's what happens with viruses, is they become more infectious but less lethal. And so the viral load of the Delta variant is 1,000 times worse, they're saying, than that. And that's what I see is massive communicability just spreading everywhere. And the system hopping mad that folks are learning about ivermectin and learning about Regeneron and learning about all the other things that are out there, like hydroxychloroquine, thanks to all the great people like Dr. Zelenko and others that have been exposing it. So in come criminal big pharma operatives that want to be part of the revolving door in government. This is Vivek Murthy, the puppet born in 1977, head of the so-called U.S. Medical Corps, saying that your natural immunity is not as good as inoculation immunity from this gene therapy, which lowers your immunity and supposedly just tricks your body to produce spike proteins so it recognizes it and blocks it, but instead it just infects your whole body. And that's all the evidence. So here he is saying this is better immunity, whereas a normal inoculation will give you some immunity, but they admit maybe 10% of what natural is, depending on what it is. I mean, natural can last your whole life. They found people that were 90 years old who'd gotten infected with the Spanish flu when they were 10 years old, and they had still had total immunity to it. Okay, so saying this is, again, like saying the football team in Dallas is not the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Dallas Horn Dogs. It's just not true. But they say it. He's like, yeah, it's the Dallas Horn Dogs. You're like, no, it's the Cowboys. No, it's not. Or Superman wears a green cape. No, he doesn't. I mean, it's just, or George Washington wasn't our first president. I mean, the lie level, and that's what all the medical doctors say, and the epidemiology and virology and immunity. I mean, this is a fact. It's insane. It's insane. But that's what these criminals do. Remember, they tried a few months ago. Oh, 99% in the hospital didn't take the vaccine. Turned out it was actually worldwide 85% in the hospital that had the vaccine that were sick from COVID. So everything is upside down world. And then he, quote, is countering misinformation. So here he is saying, oh, your natural immunity is not good, then saying, oh, but the vaccine doesn't work. Oh, really? And then I've got the articles right here. Pfizer shot just 39% effective now. That's Forbes. Here's Bloomberg. Vaccinated people may be more vulnerable to serious illnesses from COVID Delta variant previously thought. Oh, Bloomberg, now you need the booster. See how it works? Because they got their new product for you. They're murdering logic because logic stands in their way. They're doing it on purpose. They're gaslighting you. So this guy's really a slimy little bastard. Here he is.
We are seeing more and more data that tells us that while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine, especially with the Delta variant, which is the hardiest and most contagious variant we've seen to date.
It is now our clinical judgment that the time to lay out a plan for COVID-19 boosters is now. Recent data makes clear that protection against mild and moderate disease has decreased over time. This is likely due to both waning immunity and the strength of the widespread Delta variant.
Let's pause.
And Dr.
Start the whole thing over in a moment. So he's saying your normal immunity is not as good. Oh, but the vaccine doesn't work. He's wearing literally an Admiral clown suit. Think about the level of the line. And he says now is the time to have the injection. And notice he sounds just like Justin Trudeau because they go to this NLP training to have a certain cadence and a certain way they talk. Like a robot, just like NPR does. Let's go ahead and go to him. Here it is.
We are seeing more and more data that tells us that while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine, especially with the Delta variant, which is the hardiest and most contagious variant we've seen to date.
It is now our clinical judgment that the time to lay out a plan for COVID-19 boosters is now. Recent data makes clear that protection against mild and moderate disease has decreased over time. This is likely due to both waning immunity and the strength of the widespread Delta variant.
And Dr. Bhattacharya, at the same time, natural immunity has essentially been kind of tossed aside by Dr. Fauci, and he's spoken about this directly. Watch.
Vaccination in people previously infected significantly boosts the immune response. Vaccines, actually, at least with regard to SARS-CoV-2, can do better than nature.
But take a look at the data out of Israel. Those who recovered from COVID-19 may be better protected from reinfection than those who received the vaccine. Since May 1st, 72 people who previously had COVID were infected again, accounting for 1%. Of confirmed new cases, while 3,000 who were vaccinated have been infected. 40% of confirmed new cases. Now, doctor, it's a...
By the way, pause. That's super old numbers. Now it's over 85% are vaccinated. They're in the hospital. Go back to her.
Thing.
He's ignored the data on this. There was a fantastic study out of the Cleveland Clinic that found the same thing, that the people who had recovered from COVID were actually quite well protected against severe disease and reinfection. I don't understand why they've done that. It discriminates against all of the working class people who've come down with COVID, recovered from it, because we deemed them essential, didn't protect them, while protecting the laptop class. And now we say, okay, that natural immunity doesn't count for anything. You don't have the vaccine, so you can't go to a restaurant or to a ball game or something.
That's right. That's good. And here's the deal, guys. They're taking control of the normal human biological system and saying you don't have an immune system. Mothers can't give milk to babies. Women can't give birth vaginally. Your natural immunity doesn't work. We've got to put you in a bubble and control your life. Just stay in your bubble. Don't look at the sunset. Don't talk to your neighbors. I mean, this is really happening. This is the pod people. They're trying to make us the pod people. Wake up! Break. You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets
and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 wins. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And the profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is it, man. Toe to toe with the globalist. We're not waiting for the New World Order anymore. We have now entered Mordor. And the globalists think they're going to trick us. They think they can get people to sign on to be left alone. And if you just give them a little freedom, the system will leave you alone. But every time you give up freedom, they demand even more. Look at how they told them, take the injections, and then you cannot wear the mask. You can go wherever you want. Oh, sorry, got to still wear the mask. Got to take more shots. Oh, and you're really sick now. Oh, the Delta variant's going to get you. You're sick from the vaccine because it's not a vaccine. It's growing prion crystals. You're diseasing others now. It's all a well-laid-out plan. And I could talk about answers on the way to resist this, and I'll do that next segment. But I want the time we have left in this segment to get into currently the trajectory we're on. And again, I want to be extremely clear about this. We had all the white papers, the globalist plans, beta tests they'd done before. We were able to predict what they were going to do very accurately, but they had a couple different battle plans going in the same direction. And I personally, because they hadn't been moving too fast before, thought they would do a placebo vaccine and that they wouldn't start the real culling till later. But because they're so far behind, and I said this, this is the other possible path last year, is that this real will make you really sick like all the scientists are saying. I just had trouble believing it. It was so shocking. That then they will say the unvaccinated are the reason that all the vaccinated are dying. And so they went with that plan. They had several others. And so a lot of this is because the top Rothschilds have died. The top Rockefellers have died. And I know a lot of people that know the top people. And, I mean, they are just involved in torturing and murdering people and devil worshiping and eating vats of feces and chopping their genitals off and torturing themselves. I'm not joking around, okay? This is not a joke. I'm not just saying this for shock value. I think people have learned that by now. I told you all over the world, psychologists and psychiatrists at CPS place children with pedophiles in rape rooms worldwide. Now it's all over the news, okay? We're not making this up. In fact, I ran into some stuff last night doing research, which I already knew they were up to, but it's so horrible. God. Sorry. Look, believe me, if you think I've gone there on how bad these guys are, you have no idea. So whether it's the DuPonts or whether it's the Rockefellers or whether it is the Vanderbilts, they are genetically completely turned over to hurting life. When you see Anderson Cooper, you have to understand, he looks like a wraith since he was 20 for a reason. His full will is compromised by the dark side, and he has one thing, hurt people, hurt innocents, suck energy, destroy, just like Bill Gates. And I'm digressing, though. See, I start looking into their mindset and go down that rabbit trail. But these are predators from hell. Imagine them as like tentacles reaching in from another dimension, trying to drag you in with them. That's it. And so when you understand that, you understand that everything they are is betrayal. Everything they are is lies. Everything they are is inversion. Because that is their God. They have purified themselves. They have sanctified themselves in their satanic religion. And I'm glad the public's getting this. You know, last night, Tucker Carlson came out and said, you know, the operating system of Democrats really is Satanism. And he got a lot of criticism for that. But actually, next segment, I'll hit that. That's important. But they had a movie came out a few years ago. I went and saw it. That was the Alamo Draft House in Austin. Movie theater packed with the liberals celebrating, saying, hell, Satan, you name it. And the whole show is how the Democratic Party sees Republicans as Christians, so they've adopted Satanism as their religion. And they go, oh, we don't really believe in Satan. Just get involved in our group. But then it gets deeper into the movie and they really are Satanists. And so that's what this whole thing is. And it's not a game. And once you turn yourself over to it, it takes you over. Yeah, you can use the analogy of a ringwraith stabbing you with its poison blade and tip breaks off. If you don't get that tip out of you, it's gonna take you over, it's gonna kill you, it's gonna take your soul. And this is all about taking your will. Because you may not respect yourself, you may not think you're an amazing creature, you may not think you're an incredible artist, you may not think your soul's beautiful. God made you, God thinks you're incredible. And you're quite a prize. The fact that you can see the beauty of a sunset. You know, my mother, I told this story 20 years ago. I told it again just last year. My mother said, you look at the sunset and you look at the water and the waves and the beach and you know it's beautiful and you know it's good and you commune with it and you spiritually connect through God's creation to God. And that is a form of worship electromagnetically and spiritually to God. And God made us to experience this with him. And what do they come out and say in Canada, in Australia, New Zealand? Do not look at the sunset. Well, statistically, if you look in the morning and at night when it's low on the horizon, so it's not bad for your eyes, it's been known to massively boost your IQ long term, to cure depression, you name it. Sun gazing. The media makes you don't look at it once it's up high at all, but come out right when it's on the horizon through the filter of the dust. That light just does something in your brain. And it's all these things God gave us they're trying to take away because these are Satanists. Do you think these Satanists go at dawn and dusk and stare at the sun? No, they don't. You think they like what God put up there? We don't worship the sun. It gives us all the life. God gave it to us. And it is an archetype of God. An archetype of his son. The ancients knew this. The Egyptians knew it. S-U-N-S-O-N. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's just that simple. All the studies show if you go out with barefoot on the grass or you walk through the woods for just 10 minutes, depression's gone. And everything the enemy does is to take us out of that and take us away. That's the perfect way to look at the sun right there. That's what I do whenever I have the time. Anytime I'm upset or tired or really shook up, make sure I get up early, go out. There's a green belt behind my house. And I mean, 10 minutes in the sun. Oh, my God. I am just totally connected to God. You want to have a vision? Go do it. Because you're designed to do that. That's what all the other animals do when it comes up. They all come out and sit under it and look at it. They all celebrate it. We're all together. We're all connected to the whole universe God gave us. We are with God. And the enemy will never take that away from us, you murderers, you criminal scum, and you will pay for what you've done to our children.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, I want to do a human ritual with our listeners. I just thought of this during the break. I'll talk about it at the end of the show today. But I want everybody to pledge tonight and tomorrow night and the next night, because depending on where you are, the sun may not be clear in the sky, to only for like 5 minutes right as it's setting, you know, the safe time to do it, to join me in gazing at God's incredible creation that gives us life and a celebration of life, and to thank God. And the media will spin it and say it's an occult ritual because that's the opposite. They're telling us, don't go look at the sunset, don't look at the sunrise. And I would like to pledge to the listeners that at sundown central, but it doesn't matter where you are in the world, at your sundown, that you go out for 5 minutes and just pray to God for a global awakening and pray to God for healing and pray to God to send light and love and good energy into the world to give people courage to stand up and do the right thing. Because especially in Northern Europe, they found massive suicides in studies in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And so they started putting in artificial sunlights. They started putting in special white walls, and the suicide stopped. And again, it's a certain type of sunlight, especially at dusk and dawn, that directly into the eyes does something to the cones and rods in the eyes that does something to the brain. And it's real. You know, that's what the sun creates almost all life on Earth, 99% of it. And so they don't want us doing this because it's better than television. It's better than going to the movies. It's hey, make a fire if you've got a fireplace outside. Go sit around that. I mean, it's simple stuff I'm saying, see. This is not rocket science. Spend time with your family. Love yourself. Love God. Don't let them put you down. Don't make them think you're ugly. Don't make them think you're a failure. Don't make them think you're a nobody. This whole worldly system is such a lie. You were made by God. And you know the truth. And knowing the truth and having that connection to truth is everything. Bill Gates is the poorest man in the world. Those of you that know God and know justice and have the satisfaction and the commitment and the feeling of beyond satisfaction, the word is completion. The word is peace. And we need that. And we need the forest, and we need the ocean, and we need the birds. We need the bees, and we need the sun, and we need the moon, and we need the stars to realize that these little ugly monsters that seek to play God are going to be our testers. But they will be removed. They're the losers. They're the village idiots. Now let's talk about solutions. The Australian Prime Minister that poses as a conservative acts like it's up to the regional governors, the premiers, to do what they want, but he's let them do the worst global control the planet's ever seen. I mean, this is beyond North Korea. This is beyond East Germany. This is beyond, it's horrible. It's super abusive. It's beyond evil. And now he came out after he saw riots all over the country that overran the police, overran everything, because he knows the Aussies are going to start burning stuff down. And so he's like, whoa, 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 let's stop now. We'll have to accept one or two cases. Imagine one or two cases. They're just suppressing that their cases are in the country. I mean, police running people over, police stomping on people's heads. I mean, the Australian police are just a absolute menace. They don't see the left complaining about that. So just a week ago, their leader was saying, the lockdowns continue until 70% of you take this deadly shot, but it's your right not to take it. But now because the people are resisting, well, you see what's happening. And because they understand that finally the public's finding its will, they're backing down. Same thing in the UK. They're now taking over TV stations peacefully. They're trying to take our lives over. They're trying to take our bodies over. They're trying to violate the Nuremberg Code. Trying to put something deadly in us. I mean, what do you want us to do? When you're pepper spraying people's children and stuff, you think the good guys that don't want power and don't want violence, you think when you beat our kids up and our wives up, and our fathers and brothers up, you think it makes us go away? No, it makes us think about what we're going to do to you, and we will do something. Don't you worry about it. Oh, and you're like, good, we'll call you terrorist. Oh, really? You'll just get the whole party going, won't you? You can't even hold Afghanistan. You can't run your blue cities full of feces and fentanyl. All you can do is murder us all day and sit around and slap yourselves on the back. But I see the videos of Nancy Pelosi's parties and Barack Obama's parties. It looks like a bunch of trash and a bunch of unhappy garbage that all know they're losers and all know they're jokes. All a bunch of posing fakes that signed on to the wrong side of the universe. Powerful video coming up. It's on InfoWars.com. Los Angeles Fire Department captain under investigation for video slamming COVID vaccine tyranny. Well, you know what? You're under investigation for tyranny. You're under investigation for pushing a depopulation weapon on us, globalists. You're under investigation for trying to censor us. You're under investigation, New World Order. I ain't got all your 10 badges and your Justice Department crap, but I got justice and freedom and human history on my side, and the tyrants are zero, and humanity's batting 1,000. Let's talk about this, as I mentioned it. Here's Tucker Carlson last night talking about Satanism being the Democratic Party's operating system. They say that in the high-budget film, Hail Satan. They go all over the country and show the Democrats saying they're Satanists at huge parties, and that is who they are. I've been around them. I've seen it. So here it is.
And destroying this country.
What do you think? I've always wondered this. Like, what is the actual support for the ideas? Not, do you like Trump or Biden, but For example, do you think men can get pregnant? Or do you think some races are morally superior to other races? Like, the core idea is the Democratic Party. How many Americans actually believe that stuff, would you guess?
I don't think 5% of America believes it, maybe. 10%, yeah. I don't know. Tucker, I'm going to say something that's difficult to unpack in this short amount of time, but it's what I truly believe. I think a lot of what the left supports is satanic. I'm just sorry. It's in direct objection to God and in direct objection to the Judeo-Christian values that were at the foundation of this country. And those Christian values are why we made so much progress in terms of freedom and humanity and the way we treat everybody. Yes, it was hard, but our Christian values compelled us to sacrifice our lives for the freedoms of other Americans, mm-hmm. of slaves. And through the civil rights movement, our Christian values compelled us to take risks and fight for equality and the equality of opportunity for everybody. I see a lot of what's going on here is, and I'm just sorry, I'm a man of faith. I was raised in the church. This stuff is satanic. That's what's at the foundation of a lot of this stuff.
That's right.
Well, I'm a pretty mild Protestant personally, but I completely agree with you, especially the gender stuff. When you say you can change your own gender by wishing it, you're saying you're God. And that is satanic. I completely agree.
That's right.
Anyway. Okay.
But it's all about gaslighting us where they say what they want, when they want, and they make us accept it. And Baphomet is, you know, doing the whole deal, is bi-gendered. So that's what this whole thing is Satanism. That's why Mel Gibson did a great job in Passion of the Christ. You notice the devil in that is a hermaphrodite. So powerful information. You'll see the film Hell Satan. I mean, the whole thing is the Democratic Party are now Satanists. And you go out to their events, undercover, they talk about how much they love Satan and all of it. And they're really just a bunch of really soft, weird nerds that know Satan rules the planet, and they just want some petty power. And then they also make jokes about, oh, it doesn't exist, there's not really Satanism, but then that's how they suck everybody into it to control them. Yeah, Owen goes out to the abortion rallies, and they literally, the majority of them are, I want to kill babies, I love Satan. And they're just demonic. The women act like rabid dogs or something. And this is what they've been turned into. They don't love men. They don't love women. They love nobody. They just run around and Satan, Satan, kill, kill. We're going to come back with our special guest. This video was super, super ultra viral. And by the way, that video is up on band.video. I hope that you share the video by Dr. Sean M. Brooks, PhD, over 1,100,000 views right now. He'll be joining us to really have the floor coming up separately. Please do not forget, it's back in stock for a limited time. Vitamin Mineral Fusion to boost your body's natural defenses, your immune system, all the vitamins, all the minerals, a bunch of key amino acids, 33% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And Living Defense, powerful digestive support formula people love, 40% off, Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off, Basil Beats for cardiovascular heart, blood vessels, that's really important, 50% off, hair and beard support, it's good for women as well, so you call it hair and nail, that is 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation, so thanks for keeping us on the air, and get a t-shirt while you're at it. We'll be back with hour number three.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.